From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Home at last. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Venezuelan prisoner Joshua Holt and his wife, Tamara Cayleno, at the White House Saturday evening. Trump was joined by several lawmakers who worked on the Holt's release, as well as Holt's family from the state of Utah. Venezuelan officials released the couple after high-level talks between President Nicolas Maduro and U.S. lawmakers. Holt and his wife were jailed for nearly 2 years on weapons charges that U.S. officials consider bogus. Despite President Trump's apparent cancellation, preparations continue for a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Just 2 days after President Trump sent a letter to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling off their June 12th summit, the White House says a team is still heading to Singapore this weekend to work on logistics for that meeting. Trump's abrupt cancellation of the summit caught ally South Korea off guard. President Moon Jae-in called the decision very regrettable and said it left him perplexed. Moon and Kim held a surprise second summit to discuss the situation Saturday at the border village of Panmunjom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir say security forces have killed at least 4 suspected militants who crossed into the disputed territory from Pakistan. Officials say the government troops clashed with the rebels Saturday in the remote northwestern Tungar sector. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility from any militant group. And the states of Florida and Mississippi launched emergency preparations Saturday ahead of the arrival of subtropical storm Alberto. This is VOA News. An Irish election official has confirmed a landslide victory for abortion rights advocates as Ireland repeals its constitutional ban. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar spoke from Dublin Saturday.
A quiet revolution has taken place, and today is a great act of democracy. 100 years since women gained the right to vote. Today, we as a people have spoken, and we say that we trust women and respect women to make their own decisions and their own choices.
1.4 million ballots were cast for the repeal, while some 724,000 voted to keep the measure in place. Ian Bennett was one of them.
I think it's a sad day for this country, personally. I think that in the long term, I think it'll be a decision that'll be regretted long term, long after the political establishment will have disappeared and gone on to greater things, if you like.
The destructive fury of the erupting Kilauea volcano was unleashed on the Big Island's Leilani Estates housing development. According to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, 82 homes were destroyed in the neighborhood as of Friday. Homeowner Denise Dalton lost her house due to fissure eruptions. She spoke to KHON-TV News.
You know, as a mom, I'm focusing on my son and my daughter, but, you know, inside I'm a complete mush mess. We lost the house and everything inside.
Firefighters went door to door Friday, evacuating residents before the lava arrived. There are calls for the resignation of a prominent Roman Catholic cleric in Australia. The Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, has been found guilty by a court in New South Wales of covering up child sexual abuse. Wilson's lawyers said he had no knowledge of offenses committed against altar boys by a fellow member of the clergy in the 1970s. Wilson has stepped aside from his official duties. The head of Catholic Social Services Australia, Father Frank Brennan, believes Pope Francis would be expecting the Archbishop to quit.
Then I would think the mind of the Pope would be that that doesn't measure up in church terms either, and that therefore it would be impossible for someone to remain in the job as a bishop, as a leader of the flock.
Wilson is the most senior Catholic figure to be convicted of this type of offense anywhere in the world. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced Friday that his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Colombia and NATO reached a partnership deal in May 2017 following the conclusion of the peace accord with FARC, now a political party. And we have much more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.